In the family of Christ, welcome to the Lives of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter Edition. And today's Wonder Chapter is Job Chapter 1. As we start off with the word of prayer. Almighty loving God, I thank you for this wonderful time. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of provision. Thank you for always being there for us, Father. We have gone wrong in our thoughts and our actions. Not often, I would have failed to do. Please, thank you, Holy Spirit, to come and bless us, to come and guide us. And always be there for us in everything that we do. We always believing and trusting in the mighty name, not of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's start off with Job chapter 1. In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. The man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. His sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays, and they would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When a period of fasting had run its course, Job would make arrangements for them to be purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cast God in their hearts. This was God's regular custom. One day, the angels came to the present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered to the Lord, "From roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth and on it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears the Lord and shuns evil. Does Job fear God for nothing?" Satan replied, "Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have always blessed the works of his hands, so that his flock and herds are spread throughout the land. But now stretch out your hands and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse your faith." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Very well, everything he has is in your hand, but on the man himself, do not lay a finger." Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. One day, while Job's sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at their older brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys were grazing nearby, and the servants attacked and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I'm the only one who escaped." While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "The fire of God fell from the heavens and burnt up the sheep and the servants. I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "The Chaldeans formed 3 raiding parties and swept down on your camels and made off with them. They put the servants to sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said, "Your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at your older brother's house, when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the 4 corners of the house. It collapsed on them and they died, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his hair. Then he fell down in the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the Lord's name be praised." In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrong. And this is where our wonder chapter for today ends. Let's go straight to today's message. What message do we have for you from today's wonder chapter? The first message that I have for you comes from verse 1. And what does it say? In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. The man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. Amen? See, the Bible is telling us one of the character traits of Job. I think we are all very familiar with the story of Job. And the first thing that the Bible tells us today is that he feared God and shunned evil. Amen. Shunned evil. Now some of you are like, how do we start? Where do we start from? But does this man know the earth that we live in? Yes. But the Bible is imploring me and you that we should always fear the Lord. Amen. The root of success, of every success that you see, starts with fearing the Lord. Once you fear the Lord, you are opening your door. You are submitting to the will of the Lord. You're saying, oh God, let your will be done. And indeed, his will be done. And we do not just fear the Lord. We have to shun evil as well. Do not associate yourself with evil. Do not. And when we continue to verse 9, we see, does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied, 10, have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the works of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. Amen. Now we see Satan, when he was reporting to the Lord, maybe God was roll calling or anything, the Lord asked him, have you seen my servant? That one who fears me. Amen. If you fear the Lord and shun evil and you do things diligently, you will always be under his radar. He will always protect you. And Satan asked something very beautiful. Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied, verse 10, have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the works of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. Amen. You have blessed the works of his hands. The Bible is telling us that the fear of the Lord does not come just for. Amen. There are benefits that come with the fear of the Lord. And one of them is that your works of your hands will be blessed. And the Bible tells us today indirectly that the Lord will always have a hedge around him and his household. So surely, as long as you fear the Lord, as long as you respect him, as long as you obey him, trust me, there's a hedge that the Lord has put to protect you. And that does not mean that bad things won't happen, as we shall see, as we read. No, bad things will come. But with that hedge around you, with your hands being blessed, you will always be on top. You will always have a firm foundation to start from. When you go to verse 12, we see the Lord say to Satan, very well then, everything he has is in your power, but on the man himself, do not lay a finger. Then God went out from the presence of the Lord. That's verse 12. Everything that he has is yours, but do not lay a finger. Amen. And that just reminds us as Christians that indeed we shall go through a lot. Amen. We shall have so many things bothering us. But as long as we are rooted in the Lord, as long as we fear the Lord, as long as our, I don't know how to put it, comes from the Lord, no matter what you go through, the Lord will always be there for you. The Lord will always be there to answer you, and he'll be very willing to lift you, to elevate you. You are dear to the Lord. That no matter what is going to come, no matter what circumstance you're going to face, your life belongs to the Lord. And that's all that matters. Knowing that a disease will come and not kill you is really all that matters. Knowing that, you know, and that's all you need. Knowing that whatever circumstance, whatever situation you're facing, it won't take off your life. That will give you hope that tomorrow I'll wake up and things will be better. And if you go into verse 20, fast forward, at this time, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his hair. Then he fell to the ground in worship. Amen. Now we see the devil had come and attacked Job. He had lost everything. And the beginning, we're told how Job was a very wealthy man and all that, but now he has lost everything. He doesn't have where to start from. His children are all gone, dead. Every servant is just coming and telling him every. But what does Job do? What's his first response? It is falling to the ground in worship. And who was he worshiping? God. This just informs us as Christians that when we are faced with a problem, when we are faced with a problem, we have to turn to the Lord first. We do not see Job opening his head and, you know, running left and right. No. Job went straight and turned to the Lord. And that's the kind of faith that I want us to follow. That's the kind of, you know, that's where I want us to be as Christians. That no matter what comes and shakes us, it will never shake our relationship with God. We will always run to the Lord. Amen. 21 says, and said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May his name be praised. Amen. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. That's something that we as Christians always forget. We always forget that it's the Lord who gives, amen. And the Lord who takes away. You see, when the Lord gives us, we're always too jolly, we're always too happy. But when he takes away, that's when we start distancing ourselves from him. That's when we start questioning, but Lord, do you really love me? How can you do this to me? How? But today we see Job does not take any of this route. And when it came to verse 22, lastly, in all this, Job did not sin by charging against God with wrongdoing. Amen. That's exactly what I was saying. Once it reaches us, if it were some of us, we'd now be saying, but God, why? God, why did you do this? Don't you really love me? I am not going to do this again. No. We see Job does not even think of that. Why? Because he knows his master. He knows that all the things came from God. He does not forget where he comes from. Amen. He knew he came with nothing. And he's like, you know what? I came with nothing and I'm going home with nothing. And that's what I had for you. Get some time. Read Job chapter 1. What do you understand? Feel free to write to us dailygracewithallan@yahoo.com or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter at dailygracewithallan. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty love and good one, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. Thank you for always being there for us, Father. Where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, and our failed to do, we pray that may you forgive us and may you continue protecting us, Father. We pray that may you give us the strength and the courage to be like Job, that amidst all the things that we're going through, we shall always trust you. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.